Maseches Golem, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. We are starting the third line from the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph. We are continuing discussion about the Aron. It came into the Mishnah because it was one of the places where certain mishpachas made a mishtachava, because the Aron was, according to them, they had a Mesorah, the Aron was buried in the Lishkas HaEitzim, which is in the corner of the Erez Nashim. So we were discussing further about the Aron being Nignaz, and what was Nignaz with it. So Nignaz Aron, Nignaz Imoitz and Tzenes Amon, the jug of Mon, which Sluchis Shevna Mishcha, and the jug of Shevna Mishcha, were all Nignaz together with the Aron. Umaklo Shel Aron Oprachov Ushkedov, and the stick of Aron with its blossoms and the nuts. The stick of Aron was planted with the other sticks of the other Shvatim to show that Aron was the one, chosen one for the Kohen Gadol. This was after the Maisa of Korach. When the Plishtim stole the Aron, they got a lot of tzaras, they got sick, and their Avodah Zarah fell apart, and they sent back the Aron back to Klal Yisrael. They sent it back on some cows that went by itself, and they sent along a present, a big chest of gold. And that chest also was kept together with the Aron. Migonzu, who is going to use all these things, the Aron, everything with it? Yoshio Gonzu. Yoshio HaMelech buried it. Kivin Shirash Akash. We saw it says in the Pasuk in the Taicha. Yoylech Hashem Oyscha Vesmat Chash Atakim Alecha. Al Goya Shalai Da'at Atav Vesecha. He said, you know, he saw it from the Torah that in Golas they're all going to go to a different nation. Omar the Gonzu. Therefore he hid it. He didn't want to fall into Goya's hands. Hadol Chsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayemel Levim HaMavinim. Yoshio was not a Kohen, but he hid it. No. What? No, this is not creating. This is before. Yeshua was the Aron was Yeshua was the king in the first Beis Hamikdash. The first Beis Hamikdash, Aron was in this place in Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he felt already that the winds of Galus were coming, he said, "Let's hide the Aron right now in the caves where Shlomo HaMelech prepared these caves already under the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it won't fall into Goyish hands." Like it says in the pasuk, that Yeshua told the Levim, "Vayemel Levim Avinim." Put the Aron HaKadosh in the house that Shlomo built, Ben David, which means underground, Melech Yisrael. You're not going to be carrying it with your shoulders anymore. You're not going to be doing any jobs with the Aron anymore. We're putting it away. He told them, if it goes to the Golos with you to Bavel, we'll never come back, because they're going to loot it. The Aron is a beautiful thing. They're going to keep it. Therefore, we're going to bury it now. It won't fall into the Goyish hands. Now you're going to have to serve Hashem in a different way. Till now your job was to carry the Aron. Now you're going to have to serve Hashem in other ways, because we're going to put away the Aron.
So how did you get from there to Lishkas Eitzim according to
what? It was underground. Lishkas Eitzim was underground. It was underground. The Kuvi, they took it down. The Kuvi, they took it out of the Kodesh Gadol and put it down Lishkas Eitzim. There's one Masairah was buried in its place. It's Machlaikas of Masairah, where it was. But either way, the Fidiz Pshatim was underground. That we had a Pshat yesterday's Gemara that was even brought to Babel. It was one of the Pshatim. But there's a different Masairah, what happened to it. So, the Gemara, why don't you mention the Shemana Mishcha that was hidden? We're going to mention about the Shemana Mishcha. It says, Pitim Shemana Mishcha. How do you formulate the Shemana HaMishcha? So in the pasuk it says in Parashas Kisisa, it says Va'ata Kachcha B'Sam Roish. The Gemara is bringing down the whole pasuk. We'll read the whole pasuk. Va'ata Kachcha B'Sam Roish Mar Derar. Take Chashav B'Sam Mar Derar Chamish Meyes, which is 500. V'Kimon Besa Machatzisa Chamish Masayim. According to our Gemara, it teaches only 250. Other Gemaras teaches that half of it is 250, which altogether 500. But our Gemara teaching is 250. K'nei Besim. Also, Chamish Meshayim, which is 250. Vekida Chamish Meyais B'Shekel Kodesh V'Shem and Zayisin. And Kida was Chamish Meyais. Altogether, 1500. Like the Gemara says, Shein Elef Chamish Meyais Madam. Altogether, 1500 Madam. That's how big the Shemen HaMishcha was. Now, they used the Shemen Zayis Hin, which is Shnei Masa Log. They used 12 log of oil for all these 1500 Madam of spices. Shabbat Shalkim Asa Ikrim. That they cook the ikrim in this oil, and that's how they made the Shemen Mishcha. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Doimer, you can't do that, because if you cook it in the oil, or you soak it in the oil, what's happened is the ikrim are going to soak up most of the oil. You're not going to have 12 lug of Shemen Mishcha anymore. There'll be very little left. So Rabbi said, what you do first is like this: Shalken Eiv Maya. First, soak it in water. The nois and Shemen Agavei. You put the Shemen on top of the ikrim after it was very full of water, so it won't absorb any of the Shemen. Once a shaman got the smell from the spices of Mevira, he took it off. Just like this had the Patom Moisim. Hadog says in the Pasuk, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, Roikach Merkachas Maisi Rekach. This is the Maisa of a Rekach, of someone who works in these Besom, the perfume, that's how they do it. Tari, Rabbi Dabar Reloi, Shemen Mishchas Moisim, Mida Maisa Nisim Nasva. The Shemen Mishchas the Moisim made in the Midbar, there was a lot of Maisa Nisim with it, a lot of Nisim. Beginning to the end. All you started with was 12 lug of oil. Hin is 12 lug. Going to our mayor, I guess, that to soak the ikrim is not enough. That's 1500 mana of ikrim. It's not enough to even soak it. When you cook it up, the fire absorbs some of it. It can make some of it evaporate. And the Eitzim also are Belea, which is the Ikrim. Vayera Belas, and the path swallows, absorb some of it. Umenu Nimshchu HaMishkan, and then he took the same 12 lug that made it through all that. They Nimshach the Mishkan, Mechal Kelov, Vashulchan Mechal Kelov, Hamner Mechal Kelov, you know, the whole Mishkan, the whole structure of the Mishkan, the Shulchan Olds Kelim, the Mner Olds Kelim. Umenu Nimshchu Aaron Koyen Gadol Avonov, Kol Shevish Nei Avlum. Every day of Shevish Nei Avlum, they Moishech Aaron Avonov, Aaron and his children. Umenu Nimshchu Kahanim Gdelim, Umelachim. And they use the same Shevish Nei Avlum later on for Dairis, for Kahanim, and for Melachim. So, and still, we're going to see it in the Gemara, that it's still, to this day, it's still 12 log. So after all that, it's later 12 log. That's major Maisanism. Now, Gemara takes a little break, that who needs Mashiach? So Melech betchila tal Mashiach, a Melech that's starting off his family as a king, he needs Shemen HaMishcha. But Melech b'Melech, his father was a Melech, he gets a Beirusha, he does not need Shemen HaMishcha. Ein tal Mashiach. My time, because it says in the Pasuk by David HaMelech, Kum Ashcheyu ki zehu, zeh tal Mashiach. David HaMelech needs Mashiach, because he was starting off a new dynasty from his family. Ve'ein b'noi tal Mashiach. But his children do not need Mashiach. Ava Kohen Gadol, ben Kohen Gadol, fila arasar adaris tal Mashiach. Kohen Gadol, the son of Kohen Gadol, needs Mashiach, even till, always needs Mashiach. Because the Pasuk says, Akohen HaMashiach tachta v'banav, so first the Pasuk needs Mashiach, Shemen HaMashiach, and therefore, a Kohen Gadol always needs Mashiach. And the Gemara ends off with Kula Kaim Lasalava. All the Shemen HaMishcha is still around today, all 12 log. Hadal Chsiv, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yezel Li L'Darisechem. First of all, Zez Gematria 12. And Li L'Darisechem, this Shemen HaMishcha is still here, L'Darisechem. The same Shemen HaMishcha is still around even after the whole process of cooking it up and of being smearing all those Kalim Gdalim, Kalim, and everything else that went with it. So the Gemara Vaita, more halachas about being Moshech HaMelech. Ain Moshech HaMelech, Melech Gav Ma'ayin. You're not Moshech HaMelech. They don't crown the king with the Shemen HaMishcha, only on the water. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is in the beginning of Melachim, where they told Bathsheba that Adoni Yoh ben Chagis, a different wife of David HaMelech, is making himself like he's the king. He started going around with a bunch of horses and different things, and Bathsheba was promised by David that her son, Shlomo HaMelech, will be the Melech. So she went to David to complain, and David Taka told Nasanavi and Tzadik HaKoyin to bring out Shlomo HaMelech and make him the Melech. And the Pasuk is like this: Shneimer, v'karftem Shlomo b'ni al ha'pirda ashali, bring him out on my mule. V'ras moisa al gichon, bring him down to the gichon, which is a water. Umasha a little brook. Umasha chayisay shom Tzadik HaKoyin Nasanavi Melech Yisrael. So you see that the place where you do Shemen HaMishcha is by in a makom where there's water. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Ain Moshech Melech Melech. We said before that we're not Moshech a Melech ben Melech. Ella mepnei machlokes. Only if there's a machlokes, then we will be Moshech a Melech ben Melech. That's the only time we'll be Moshech a son of Melech. Because Shlomo HaMelech got Nimshach, even though his father was a Melech, didn't really need Mashiach. Teretz is because of the Machlekes of Adon Yo, like the Gemara explains. Prima Nimshach Shlomo, Prima Machlekes of Adon Yo, because the Machlekes of Adon Yo, Yoyosh, which is a different king of the Malchi Yehuda, Prima Aslo was his grandmother who wanted to be the king, so therefore you have to be Moshech Yoyosh to show that he will be the king. Yoyachas with Yakum Achiv. Yoyachas because Yakum Achiv Shere Golem Ben Abishalom, because Yakum was older than him by 2 years. He was older than him by 2 years. These were the children of Yeshio. And Yehu would play Yoram, and Yehu, which is a king of Malchi Israel, would play Yoram. So there was an argument in Yoram and Yehu. And he even say more, Yehu was the first from his family, but the one has different kasha. What are you talking about that there's a Shema Mishcha for Yehu because of Yoram? Only Malchus based David needs Mashiach. So what is going on over here that Yoram had Mashiach? And another kasha, the guy takes the word Ella, another kasha, how could that be? Their father already was going to Yeshua Gonzu. Yeshua already was going to in his lifetime. So how could it be that we were Moshech Yeyachas because Yaakov was older? Had the Amru b'Farsmein Nimshach, they already didn't get Nimshach with real Shana Mishcha, just with a Farsmein, like a Bozim, was just like a ceremonial thing. And that's why, that's Pshat in Yehu, but Yerim also, was just a Farsmein. Now, we mentioned that the Yeyachas and Yaakov, just to point it out, because we gave it earlier on, is that Yeshua had three children. He had Yoyachaz, Yoyakim, and Tzidkiyo. And Yoyachaz had a child, Yechanya. Well, maybe it was Yoyakim's kid. Yoyakim's kid maybe was Yechanya. And Yoyakim's kid, I think, was Yechanya. And the last four kings of Klal Yisrael were Yoyachaz, Yoyakim, Yechanya, and then Yeshio. Those are the last four kings of Klal Yisrael. By Yechanya already, they went out. A lot of people went out to Golos, like we know from the Megillah. And you know, Yechanya Melech Yehuda. And then this, everyone remembers that part. And then Yeshio was the last king, the final king. Like there was 11 years. I think it was 11 years later. He was the final king. No, these were all Yeshio's kids. And Tzidkiyo was the last king. Not Yeshio. Tzidkiyo was the last king. I said Yeshio. Yeah, Tzidkiyo was the last king. Okay. So let's see the Gemara inside. It'll come in a little later. What we just spoke out, it'll come in a little later. But first, we'll come to other things first. The best Mashiach you give a king is with a keren, with a horn. But Shaul v'yehu nimshachum l'apach. They were nimshach from a jug. It didn't last. Just like a pach is an earthenware keli that could break. That's why the Malchus did not last. David v'shleim nimshachum l'akeren. Then Malchus was kayemes. Like it says by the lashon of Chana's song about Shmuel, it says Karni, Rama Karni. I've got the exact words there, but he wanted dafka to be from a keren. That's the where you want the melucha to be from. Ein moishchem kahanim melachim. Kahanim cannot be moishch melachim, or it means that they should not be kings. They should not be a king. A kohen cannot be a king. This was the Ramban's haina on the Chashvanoyim. The Chashvanoyim, usually we understand them as tzaddikim, but their malchus didn't last. Zokter Ramban and Chumash, the reason why they didn't last is because they took the melucha for themselves, and the Gemara says, "Ein moishim kanam malachim, kanam cannot be malachim." And how do we know? Amarab Yoina and Tudai and Tundadarya al Shem, the Pasuk says, Yosu Shevet Yehuda. It has to be Dafka from Yehuda the Melech, not from Shevet Levi, which is the Kahanim. Orbuchia Ba'adalam, another Pasuk that tells us that Kahanim cannot be Melachim, says the Pasuk, Man Yarach Yomah Melach, the Huavan of Kerry Sol, Max Vasir, was afterwards, Layel the Kahanim Levim, Widarshan, Layel the Kahanim Levim, any Melucha. Amarab Yechanan, Hu Yechanan, Hu Yechas. When it says in the Pasuk, Yechanan, it's Yechas. These are the children of Yeshio. Valksiv, Freitamar Kasha, Ida Pasuk says, in Divrei Yomim, Ubnei Yeshio, Habachar Yechanan, that's number one, Vasheni Yoyakim, Hashlishi Tzidkiyo, Harvi Shalom. So if Yechanan is Yechas, there's a problem with that. Let's see inside. Hu Yechanan Yechas, Valksiv Habachar Yechanan, it says Bechar Yechanan, and we just said, who was older, Yechas or Yoyakim? Yoyakim was older 2 by 2 years. And it says over here in the Pasuk, Habachar Yechanan, Vasheni Yoyakim. So it doesn't stem. So the Gemara, you know what Bechar means? Bechar Lamalchus. He was the first king. Amar Rav Yechanan, who's Shalom with Tzidkiyo? The last king we said was Tzidkiyo, and it says in the Pasuk, four kids. Avdei Yeshua, Bechar Yechanan, Hashem Yaakim, Hashlishi Tzidkiyo, Ravi Yishalom. So he says, same one. For the Gemara, like Gimel Tzidkiyo, Ravi Yishalom, it says that two different children. So the Gemara means like this: Gimel Atalas. He was the third son. Dal Lamachas Gyo. He was the fourth king to Mitzitzkyo. Why? Because in between Yechonya was the king. In between Yechonya was the king. After Yoyakim, which was Yoyakim's son, he was the king in between. Tzidkiyo. Now, why was shouting his names? Tzidkiyo, Tzidik Lovin Dizadin. He's Mitzadik Lovin Dizadin. When they put him into Galus, he's Tzidik Adin. They also killed his whole family in front of him, and they took out his eyes. They blinded him. They did terrible things to Tzidkiyo. So, Tzidik Lovin Dizadin. He's Mekabal Dizur and Bahava. Shalom, Shabbat Yom of Shalom Machas Beis David. It's called Shalom because in his days, that was the end of the kingdom of Machas Beis David because they went into Galus. Rosh Lakish Omar Loy Shalom Avishmei. His name wasn't Shalom Loy Sigyo Avishmei. Elam Matanya. His name was Matanya. Doch Siva Yimlach Melech Bavel Es Matanya Doidoi, the uncle of Yechonya. Matanya Doidoi Tachtov Yasiv Shmei Tzidkiyo. May his name Tzidkiyo. So we'll see after the Gemara. Right, the next Gemara is we'll go into the measurements of the Aron.